Sefer Vayikra opens with the words, Vayikra el Moshe. And Hashem calls out to Moshe. The Baal Turim comments that the Rashi Tevos of these three words is Aleph Mem Vav, Imo. Vayikra is a Vav, El is an Aleph, Mem Moshe is a Mem, Imo, his mother. But as often as he does, the Baal Turim does not explain the significance. He did not tell us what is being alluded to at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra with the words Imo. Why is his mother, why is Imo being mentioned, referenced in the beginning? This remez appears yet a second time, spread out over the first three parshios of Sefer Vayikra, as I'll explain. There are three letters in the first three parshios that are either small or large. There's a small aleph in the word Vayikra, an aleph ze'iru. The aleph Vayikra is very small. That's an aleph. Next week's parsha, Parsha Tzav, there's a small mem in the word mokta. So that's an aleph and mem. And the following parsha, Parsha Shmini, there's a large vav in the word gachon, all of which spell aleph, mem, vav, imo as well. So what does the Sefer Vayikra have to do with a mother? If anything, the karbanos, the avod of the Beis HaMikdash, were performed specifically by the men, not the women. Sefer Vayikra has very little to do with the women. What is the message the Baal Turim is conveying? The word Vayikra is a language of chiba, says Rashi. It's a language of love, a language of endearment. It's the way in which the malachim lovingly communicate with each other, as in v'kara zeh el zeh v'omar. They would call to each other. They would beckon to each other. They would call in this lashon of chiba. The way a mother speaks to a child is one of chiba, one of love, one of care, gently and calmly. Sefer Vayikra is a call of the Shechina, the call of the mother to us, to Am Yisrael, to come back home. After the Chayda Egel and Parshish Kisisa, there was distance, separation, and detachment from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a level of anger and sadness present in the world. There was intense fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to atone for the Chayda Egel, the Ribbono Shel Olam charged Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel to construct the Mishkan and ultimately bring us back home, reuniting us with the Shechina. Finally, after months of collections, dedications, and construction, the Mishkan was finally built on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month of renewal, the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. But there was still a level of fear and intimidation. The Shechina had a place to reside, but we needed to be invited into the Shechina's palace on earth. We were scared, we were hesitant, we were reluctant to go in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilized his inner motherly voice, the soft and gentle way in which a mother speaks, calling her children back home. Vayikra el Moshe, v'kara zeh el zeh v'yomar. He lovingly called Moshe. He summoned Moshe to draw closer, to come elav. And what follows are the halachas of karbanos from the word karov, to draw close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays down the map and recipe to re-engage, to reunite, and to reunify with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Imre Noam says that the small aleph of Vayikra is symbolic of an infant, a small little baby. He says it refers to an infant in particular that's nursing from his mother, from his imo. Sefer Vayikra is rebuilding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are starting from square one, a complete reset. As we restart from the beginning, the Torah uses the image of a newborn nursing from his mother, from his imo. This perhaps the reason why the minhag is that little children begin learning first from Sefer Vayikra. This is also perhaps the reason why after the first three parshas containing the letters Aleph Mem Vav, we encounter Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria opens with the halachas of a woman who had just given birth. And further allusions appear in Parshas Achrimos, which are Rashi Tevos Aleph Mem, and Parshas Emor, whose first letters are Aleph Mem of Emor. May we be zocha to hear the kriya, the loving call of our mother, the Shechina, to return back to our home, to the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehirah v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.